you know, she can afford to live there. So the division started years ago because, and even just to give you examples, because my kids, okay, we lived in Roswell, and then you have the M2M program. So now you bring people from Roswell, people from Atlanta together, and it's amazing the division that took place in school. That has not changed at all. And she's 20, well, she'll be 20, but to hear her talk, it's amazing because kids from the South Fulton thought the kids from the North Fulton were better. So with that came immediate clash at school. So the division started real soon with that. And it's a shame that it's that way, but, and I always tell my kids, you're not better than anyone. Socioeconomics dictates how a person lives. That does not dictate what type of person they are. But people have a tendency to judge people about where they live, what kind of car they drive, and even it's even worse nowadays because you have all the bing bing jewelry and the name brand clothes and all this stuff. So, you know, it just amazes me how we as a race, because I live in the North and you live in the South, we can't get together and be one. And it starts early, I guess, in middle school on to high school, and it hasn't changed. But there's a division, and I think that's really the problem to me but in any area, that's going to be a problem. Just not Roswell. But it's here more in Roswell because of the MTM busing program.
I know you were saying in your neighborhood when you all first moved here, y'all were the only African-American family. How about now just neighborhoods in general? Are they separated by race and economics, or are people more integrated?
Yeah, it's more about, it's plain, it's really now more about economics. And it was funny because you mentioned that when we moved here from Indiana, of course. And I grew up from the South, so I knew about the Ku Klux Klan. I knew about all the racism and everything. So coming from Indiana to Georgia, and at the time my ex-husband was from Ohio. So that first night we moved in there, because it was a nice subdivision, and we were the only black couple there. And we would stay awake at night because we were afraid that we were going to get a cross burned in our yard. But that was something coming from Indiana. We lived in the suburbs, so we always had, you know, socioeconomic okay. So we never had to do that. But it's so strange that we actually thought after all those years that things haven't changed. But it was very different. First of all our neighbors were not from Georgia. They were all from other cities. So it was just like moving from Indiana and Illinois and so forth. But it was a very nice neighborhood. Today, now I've since moved into like, and we have 5 or 6 black families. So you could see the transition, but these are also a lot of people moving from out of state into here. And there are some that are from Roswell that have also moved out. But that's why you're getting so many, such a diversity now in the subdivisions, I feel, because of the people moving in from other cities.
I'm just curious, do you think, and I'm including Roswell into the Atlanta metro area, is Atlanta different, the whole metro area, different from other parts of Georgia? I know you said that you're from Washington. Yeah. How different is Atlanta, including Roswell, different from other parts of Georgia?
Well, like I'm from, like I said, a rural town. I mean, it's just like, as my kids always say, it's different between night and day. I mean, I grew up in a small town where, even today, there is no theater, there's no skating rink, there's no swimming pool. I mean, the things that we take for advantage here in Roswell. I mean, my kids, when they were young, they hated to go to grandma's house because there was nothing to do. No putt-putt. You know, they do have a golf course now, and they've started to integrate, you know, but it's just so different. No malls, you know, the shopping is different and so forth. And I remember the kids, and you would think after all these years, so I grew up as a child. I never learned to swim. I never learned to roller skate.